I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we're very pleased to have Duluth native Jack Campbell back in our studios. Welcome, Jack. And Jack has been here before as part of, he's been here as part of Excuse Me, Princess, I think. And then you've been here as yourself. And so we're excited to have you back. And we're going to get started with the tune here. But Jack has a show coming up on Saturday at the Red Herring in Duluth. And that's at 10 o'clock. And Vivielle and Lion or Gazelle are going to be performing as well. And what would you like to start with today, Jack?
This song's called Scared of Heights. I gotta back away, you're too nice to say anything, but I don't wanna force your hand tonight. Didn't mean to get attached. If only I could go back and never plant this seed, you'd be marginally happier, my friend. I've been scared of heights all my life, but I thought for once I could bite my tongue and fly. I've been scared of heights all my life, I could bite my tongue and fly. But you've been living in the sky, so you can show me what it's like while I get out of your sight. Our waves are far enough apart, I have no clue where you are. I'm awful with these sorts of things. I choke every time you're passing by. You're just another wall to climb. Well, I was never good at hanging on. I've been scared of heights all my life, I could bite my tongue and fly. I've been scared of heights all my life, but I thought for once I could bite my tongue and fly. You've been living in the sky, so you can show me what it's like while I get out of your sight. At least I got off mine for once and gave it an honest shot, but I never should have looked down. I saw the chasms there. I've never been more scared. I shouted, I just wanna go home, knowing full well that meant I'd be going home alone.
Jack Campbell, live from Studio A, and a tune from your new album, just released in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's self-titled.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I got all that right. And you're doing a stripped-down version here, but the album has a lot of instrumentation. You play a lot of synth on there.
Yeah.
I've noticed. But are they all kind of able to adapt well to just the solo performance if you need to?
Almost all of them, except for there's one track on there that I wrote when I was like a junior in high school, and I've never been able to play with the band for whatever reason.
Oh.
But other than that, all of them, I just did a tour, so I had to figure it out.
And you did a tour, just you?
Yeah, just by myself.
Okay. So tell me, so last time you were here, you were talking about you had some material and you wanted to do an album, but funding was the problem.
Right.
So are these songs, and then you actually kind of did a fan-funded thing, right?
Yeah.
So are these the same songs that you had in mind then? Did you do more?
It's pretty much the same idea. I kind of, things shifted around. We on the first day of recording, we just like went through like 30 songs and just figured out which ones went together well. So it was kind of, they were all on the plate except for like one or two of them I wrote right before recording. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a couple made the cut at the very last minute.
Right.
Which ones were those? Just curious, out of curiosity.
There's a song on there called Want. I think... Yeah, I guess that's the only one. Okay. I heard a song called Want.
and you had done, because, you know, he had wanted to do an album. You could only afford to do a couple of songs. And so you worked with this guy, and what was his name again?
Brett Bullion.
Yes. So, but you wanted to do more with him, so you ended up working with Brett. So tell me about Brett and working with him.
He's a guy in Minneapolis. He was in a group called Tarleton and Tiki Abmar. He's like a... His main forte as a musician was like ambient music and electronic things. And there was a musician from Duluth named Andy Elwell. He made a record with Brett, and I heard it, and I was like, whoa, he works really well with people other than what he does as a musician. So I did a single with him called Absentee that was kind of a test run to see if it would work well, and I loved it, so I knew that I wanted to go back and do a bunch of songs.
When did you actually record the album?
Last June.
Okay, so before you left for college, and you went to college down in Chicago. How's that been going? I feel like I'm your aunt. You know, I'm preparing you for Christmas when, you know, or the holidays when your family's going to be asking, how's school, Jack?
Exactly. That's going to be my life for a couple days. Lots of.
We'll stick to the music part of it. How has it been for you musically?
It's been real good. I'm majoring in music down there, and.
And you were going to do jazz guitar, right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't hit you, like, you have played bass mostly, yep. You started playing bass the most in your life, but you said they didn't have a program for that, so jazz guitar. So how has that part of it been going?
It's been really interesting. I'm rooming with three jazz musicians who, like, are really, really good. I guess I don't know how to say that other than that. Whereas you can tell that I picked it up right before I went to school. but I'm a recording technology major, so it doesn't matter that much. But it's my teacher is really cool. He works with Nels Klein from Wilco and builds pickups and stuff. And so I've been learning a lot from him. I made a pedal with him, and I'm learning to make video games. It's my big thing.
Nice.
Recently.
And we know that you're a video game fan. Your previous band's name, Excuse Me, Princess, came from a video game.
Right.
Well, so that's pretty exciting. So a lot of cool stuff going on. Yeah. So is having those people that you say they're jazz majors, right? And they're a little bit better, or they've been doing it longer.
Yeah.
Is that kind of do you play with them at all? Is it kind of intimidating, or is it encouraging? Or
it's kind of a weird thing, because my actual roommate. He plays piano, and he's just amazing at jazz piano, and he's really good at songwriting too. Like he won't admit it, but like, but it's like he's better at songwriting than I am at jazz, so it's not a total like inverse relationship. But he digs my songwriting a lot, and I dig his jazz playing a lot, so we kind of just learn from each other, because
nice.
Yeah.
So it rubs off a little bit. And I see you've done some shows down in that area. And have they been solo shows? Or
there's mostly. There's one show, and like probably the most successful show was at this house called Atlantis. We got a bunch of cool video from it, but it was my like CD release show down there. And I played with a band, and it was just like packed apartment. Really good time.
So how has it been trying to, you know, kind of get into, you know, finding places to play and meeting people and all of that stuff? Is this your first time spending any amount of time in Chicago?
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of new stuff going on. How is that working?
It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. And I thought it was going to be pretty hard. It's like up here in Duluth, I had Jason from Beaners help me out when I started out. And I kind of took for granted where that put me up here, because it's like I could play shows there and meet bands and then play other places. But I just, like, down there I've been struggling to find even, like, a band to play with or venues that will listen to you. So it's kind of, it's a bit of a struggle, but it's, you know, I love playing shows, so it's worth it.
Great.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate that you're back up here for a little for your break and able to do some shows around. And you did play, you came up around Thanksgiving too, right? And did some shows.
Yeah. I'm actually doing a number. I'm doing the one on Saturday and then the 27th at Teatro. And then Beaner's New Year's party I'm doing too. But that's like an Excuse Me Princess reunion, so that's a little bit different. But.
Well, marking that down. I hope you're not the 6 a.m. one. Cause
no.
Some people will be there. I probably won't.
Understandable.
Let's hear it. Let's hear another song, Jack. Okay. What do you want to do next?
I think I'll play Want. It's the one I wrote right before recording. No, dear, maybe what they're saying has a grain of truth. I've been lost, dear, I'm sure of my intentions, wanted to want to do what's best for you. I don't know if what I plan is bad for you. I don't know if what I want is to fulfill some selfish need. To hold whomever seems willing. I feel, dear, the walls are closing inward when I'm staying in your home. It's been years since I've been where I'm laying, and I've never felt so cold. Ooh-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know if what I plan is bad for you. I don't know if what I want is to fulfill some selfish need. To hold whomever seems willing. I'm alone, dear, no matter how you slice it, this whole mess will be over soon.
That's kind of a short one. Just a little tune. So how did that one pop up right before you?
That one...
Where'd it come from?
I came back to Duluth, and then there was a girl I was seeing, and it was just, like, weird, because in Chicago, I'm used to meeting a bunch of new people and just no one knowing anything about my past, and it was, like, not that my past is, like, interesting, but, like, past people I've... had relationships with, and it's like I got back with someone who I used to be with, and everyone was like, "You're a piece of crud, Jack," and I was like, "I'll write a song about that."
Oh, so, okay,
you know,
boy girl stuff.
Yeah, it's I kind of wish that I was past that stage in my songwriting life, but hopefully I'm on the cusp of starting to write really interesting political songs or something, but I'm not there yet.
Well, you're in good company anyway. I don't think anyone will ever stop writing those kinds of songs. So.
Right.
It's kind of one of our motivating forces in life. So
it's
you know, as long as you do it well, I think it's okay. So speaking of that, so since you know, have you been doing any other songwriting? Is being in a new environment down there kind of inspiring you to write new songs, or
it's kind of during my first year last year it was I wrote a lot, and then this year it's kind of dwindled down. It's strange. I used to be really prolific and used to write all the time, and I've kind of gone into a different camp where I'd rather work on a song for a month rather than just like try to write it right away.
So you were prolific, but you kind of tossed them off kind of quickly? Is that what you're saying? And maybe didn't refine them that much?
Right. Just kind of like trying to find a diamond in the rough sort of thing. But yeah, which I don't know. There's pros and cons to both of them, because if you work on a song for a month, but it's just like fundamentally not good, then maybe even waste my time. I don't know.
Well, and how do you, you know, I'm always curious about that. At what point do you realize, nope, not gonna work?
In a perfect world, right away. But, you know, just kind of, there's usually like a moment where you play it for a bunch of people and just like, you think it's really good and just nobody is digging it. Which sometimes, like some of my favorite songs, people haven't liked. And then, like, there was one song that I used to play in Duluth and none of my friends in Duluth liked it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I went to Chicago and it was like everybody's favorite song. So, I don't know.
Well, that must have felt good.
Yeah, it was.
You say my people. So you've been doing a lot of your show solo, but the album, you had a couple of players on there mm-hmm. with you. Were those just people that were there for the album? Do they ever play with you other than that? Or
they potentially could. They're people that Brett knew. The drum. They're both like really high profile in Minneapolis. Like the drummer was in Tapes and Tapes.
And what are their names?
Jeremy Hansen on drums, and Adam Wozniak on bass. And Adam was in Dark, Dark, Dark too. And Adam played with me at the Triple Rock a couple weeks ago, but Jeremy couldn't make it. But like, it just kind of contact him on show by show basis. And mm-hmm. See, because they're just so busy. Because mm-hmm. they're so good.
Yeah, because it's just such a different experience listening to the album and, you know, the synths and everything. So do you ever do keyboards when you're playing solo, or do you just do the guitar because it's easier?
I usually just do guitar. Mm-hmm. And I would like to do, like, the record live, but the incarnation in Chicago has been a guitar player playing all the synth parts, and that sounds kind of cool too live. But, yeah, I try to keep it versatile. Do different things.
So you do have people that you play with down there?
Yeah.
That's great.
Very recently. Mm-hmm. That's the last show I played down there was the first one with the band, and we're going to keep doing it, I think.
So you've got something going down there. You've got people coming on board.
Yep.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And when you're back next year, which you probably will be.
Yep.
We hope. Uh-huh. We'll find out about that.
Totally.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next, Jack?
How about... I'll do a song called Vampires. This is an Excuse Me Princess song, but I've been playing it lately. Oh dear, my heart's been set ablaze. But put away that hose. I just need to hear your name. But I know I don't see you much with my eyes, but I heard you in my mind 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Yeah, all the time. Sometimes I wonder what it is you do when you go to school. Sometimes I wonder what I do too. And we are driving in a car. Outside it's slowing down. Inside it's speeding up. Soon we'll feel it. Yeah, soon we'll feel it. Yeah, soon we'll feel it. We'll be right back.
Jack Campbell live from Studio A and doing an Excuse Me Princess song. So I'm excited about this reunion. So Excuse Me Princess, band that you had in high school, and then everybody started going off to their separate colleges.
Yeah.
And but that's pretty cool that you're going to get back together for New Year's Eve, right?
It was really impromptu. It was originally just going to be this thing I was going to play there, but then the violin player texted me and was like, "We should do a show." And then I was like, "Yeah, should."
So what's next for you musically? You're gonna you've got the album and just released it, so I suppose probably do some more shows with that material. And
yeah, I'm gonna try to start touring a lot. Hopefully, if I can get my car in Chicago.
And now you're going to try and work that around school?
Yeah. I just did like a little week-long tour, and the guy that I was with suggested that I should just do like the Weekend Warrior, like go to all the different directions from Chicago on a weekend basis and try and work that out. So I'm going to try and do that. I might do an EP because there's a free studio at my school, so... Don't have to pay for it.
That's right. Yeah. I remember seeing that on your website. I forgot what I was going to ask you. I'm sure it was the best question ever. I know what it was. So you mentioned earlier that, you know, you just love performing. So tell me about that. Like, because some people, that part of it, they like the songwriting. They like the, you know, they like making up the songs in their room, playing guitar, but then having to get in front of people, not so much. But have you always felt that way about it?
Yeah, I don't know. There's, it's kind of, I love performing, but I hate booking shows. So it's like the worst little combination. But I was in a band in middle school, and I played the drums. And ever since then, like, we used to play at Beaners a lot at like open mics and things. And
what was that, something Mallory?
I
believe I have recorded proof of that somewhere, Jack. I hate to tell you, but
I had a song called Mallory, What's Your Face.
The
band was called Completely Random.
Oh, that's it. Yes. Yeah. I knew there was Mallory. I believe, I don't know where it came from, but I have some recorded evidence of that somewhere.
Yeah. I might have.
You might have given it to us. You probably did. Yeah.
Man, that's funny.
but so you've always just enjoyed that part of it. So when you're up there by yourself, it can be hard to capture an audience's attention or engage them.
Yeah.
So have you kind of learned that part of it, or how do you go about figuring that part out?
Well, funny you should ask that today, because I've been just working. That's been my big thing in Chicago, is trying to just get these rooms full of people eating dinner or whatever, like people who came out to see the other bands in a show on a bill that I'm opening for care about what I'm doing. And it's a really hard thing to do, and it can be really depressing when it doesn't work most of the time. But I just I bought a projector yesterday in Superior, and there was a show I played in Madison the other week where one of the bands had a projector of a lava lamp that they put on the stage, and I saw this one songwriter, Jeffrey Lewis, who's also a comic book artist. He would project short films that he made onto himself when he was playing solo shows, and so I'm gonna make slides and just put them in the slide projector and like put it on myself. It's my big idea.
Good idea. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you.
Always a blast to have you here. That is Jack Campbell, Duluth native, who is based in Chicago these days, and he has a new album out. And the show on Saturday is you. Who's going to be? Is anybody going to be playing with you, or are you just you and your guitar, or how?
Well, I got a text today from a drummer who might play. I was planning to do it solo, but it might not be.
By the time Saturday rolls around, you might have a whole band.
Possibly.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you.
But he has a new album out, and you can find that. Actually, let's tell them where they can find the album.
I have a site called jackcampbellnoise.com. Otherwise, just jackcampbell.bandcamp. You can get it for free.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. If you want to check that out and hear how it's different than the live performance. And he is going to be playing at the Red Herring in Duluth this coming Saturday. Show starts at 10. Vivielle and Lion or Gazelle will also be playing. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Rick McLean with help from Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.